It is 7:20 on a Sunday morning. Good morning. I'm Scott Jagow. And of course, that means it is time for us to join Hancock and Kelly to talk about some politics. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. I'll start with you. Let's talk about the debate coming up this week. Obviously, it's a popcorn eating event. It's going to be interesting. It'll be on CNN. There'll be two different moderators. How do you think this thing's going to go?
You know, it could be pivotal. You know, I don't typically get too excited about political events, you know, because they happen all the time. But this is, you know, we're still early in the presidential race for most people. Most people really haven't focused in on this yet. And it's an early debate. I don't know that we've ever had a presidential debate in June before. And I think both candidates have a lot potentially to lose. I don't know that there's a lot to gain, but there's a lot to lose. And particularly, you know, Biden, if his performance is, you know, if he's less than on, that's going to be an issue. And then, you know, Donald Trump could go off the rails at any moment. And so I think a lot of eyes are going to be focused on this. And I think you're going to see the polls change in a way they really haven't changed for the past 12 months, potentially after this debate.
Well, let me just follow up there for a second. If Trump goes off the rails and Biden acts a senior, how is anything different than what we have right now in the public perception?
Well, yeah. So, that's a good question, because if both performances are poor, I don't know that it changes much. But if one performance is poor and the other is, you know, reasonably okay, then I think that could change things. But yeah, I suppose it is entirely possible that both of them could do a poor job, and then you probably wouldn't see a lot of change in the polls.
Michael, you want to jump in here?
I think it has the potential to change the trajectory of the race. It also has the potential to be exactly what you said it was going to be, which is a night where the whole world sits around and eats popcorn and nothing much changes. But there's a lot at stake here, particularly, I think, for President Biden. He was able to set the rules, set the terms of everything that's happening with this debate. And so I think he's got to deliver. I think if he delivers, it will put him in a very strong spot. On top of it all, Donald Trump could fall flat on his face because he doesn't have the crowd to play to. So it's going to be an interesting setting. And I think the Biden team has more at stake than anybody as we head towards the debate here.
Well, Michael, how much do you think they're going to get into actual issues versus name calling and partisan stuff? I mean, what do you think? How's that?
I think it's going to be a pretty substantive debate because of the way the rules are set up. I think the president, and I'm talking about President Biden, is definitely going to be coming to talk policy. Deep down, I think a lot of us on the left want Donald Trump to come and be himself, which is to be a man of grievance and make this whole debate about himself, and Joe Biden focused on the issues of the American people. I think that's the best outcome for President Biden.
John, what do you think about the Missouri Attorney General saying he's going to sue New York over the Trump prosecutions?
Yeah, I think it's illustrative of the fact that Donald Trump dominates the Republican Party today. And being as close as one can possibly get to Donald Trump is a key for winning Republican primaries. And so you've got a situation with the Attorney General's race where the challenger, Will Scharf, is one of Donald Trump's attorneys in the immunity case before the Supreme Court, and he's been touting that. And Andrew Bailey, by suing New York, is showing that he's for Trump, too. And, you know, whether one likes it or not, the cold, hard reality is that proximity to Donald Trump is important for winning Republican primaries in today's GOP.
And, Michael, your thoughts on that?
It's performative. A performative exercise at the expense of the taxpayers. And we saw this start under Eric Schmidt. Remember, he was suing China. I think he sued Dust. Who knows what else he sued? And now we see the current attorney general doing the same thing just for attention, and that's what this is all about. And you and I get to pay for it.
Yeah. All right. Finally, just on the spot here, sometimes I like to ask you guys just to pick a topic that you're interested in right now, that you have a take on. So I'll start with you, John. Is there something that's on your mind right now in the world of politics?
Not politics, but, you know,
or Wilson other things.
Yeah, Wilson Contreras is coming back on Monday.
Okay.
The Cardinal offense produced 4 home runs yesterday against the Giants. Goldie shows ever so often signs that maybe that bat's coming back, and we saw it again yesterday. And for as much poo-pooing as people have done about this team this year, I think we might be at the precipice of something pretty special with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Wow. Okay. So how special?
Division title and a deepish run in the playoffs. I don't think this is a world champion team, but they're better than people think.
Okay. Well, they didn't think they were a world champion team in 2011 either, midway through
they
the season.
They did not.
Right? All right.
4-06.
Okay. Michael, you got some?
I think my guy was out late last night. I think the Cardinals are doing fine, but to say they're going to make a deep run, I like the optimism, my friend. Hey, you know, Scott, I just got done with one of what I'm going to call the ultimate St. Louis week. I went to the Muni Opera this week. It was absolutely fabulous. It was the hottest day of the year, yet they have these fans that kept us nice and cool. I didn't sweat a drop. I went to Ted Drew's. Last night I went to the city soccer game, and you know, for as much as we have to sit here and talk about the problems that exist in St. Louis, and I heard you reporting about another murder this morning downtown, you know, the preponderance of what we have here is so awesome, and I hope a lot of people don't allow most of the narrative that's out there to keep them from out there experiencing St. Louis, because we've got to push back against this crime stuff, but boy, do we have a great city and a lot of cool stuff to do.
I totally agree. That's why I started my segment Roaming St. Louis a couple years ago. As an outsider, I could see that St. Louis has a lot of cool things, including in downtown. So I'm glad that you got a chance to experience some of it in 1 week. That's good. I love that question.
Hey, Michael, what was the score of the soccer game last night?
John, I know you'll be happy to hear this. It was 1-1. This is John Hancock's favorite joke right there, Scott.
Oh, because you don't like soccer, John? Is that what it is?
Oh, I love soccer. It's just, you know, you never know when the game's over and nobody ever wins.
Well, I had a conversation about the score in soccer just the other day with two people who had different opinions about it. Nil-nil comes from Britain. And in South America, they don't say nil-nil in South American countries or in Central America. They say 0-0. So people who are snobs about soccer and insist that it's nil-nil, that's only because it comes from Britain. And in Spanish-speaking countries, they say 0-0. So just want to clarify that.
And neither one should ever occur.
Yeah. Well, last night was uno-uno.
That's right.
But it was a great night in the park.
All right, guys. That was fun. Thanks so much.
Bye.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.